That's good, man. It's good to be down here when your team is, y'all's team is making it to the Stanley Cup. That's cool. Yeah. And Florida's a hockey team? This is great. I've never heard of such a thing. You guys got a great team up here, and then you got the Devil Rays. Yeah, I'm from Atlanta. We got kind of the same thing. We've had the Braves who've been great for a while, and then we got the Hawks and the Falcons who are not. It's fun to watch how you are as sports fans. When your team's doing well, we support the hell out of them, right? We wear all the paraphernalia, we pack the stadiums, we bring in banners telling each player how much we love them. When a team's doing shitty, it's like a third of the stadium is full, and it's a half of them are booing, like, "Boo, you guys suck! Get off the field! Our defense sucks! Fire the coach!" This is their job. How would y'all like to walk into work every week and have big banners across your office? I bet he can't type. Bill's got bad phone skills. Sports are fun, you know, they're unified. It's your team, you know, so it gives you that unified thing that happens. It's cool. But there's a lot of interesting stuff in sport. There's a lot of crime in sport. Like Kobe Bryant, he's one of my favorite basketball players. He's facing 4 to life. First of all, 4 to life. That is a huge window for this new crime. 4 or life. I'll take the 4. Yeah, if he did that, he should go to jail for 4 to life. I don't care how great he is, but if he didn't do it, and this is just another crazy girl making things up so she can get money or fame down the road, she should be facing the same damn hell. You know? Yeah, or he should get to do what she said he did. One of those two. What gets me really is they're doing the whole trial around his job. They're doing the trial around the basketball season. Will they do that shit for you guys at your jobs? We gotta bring you up on this armed robbery charge. Well, hell, I gotta hang drywall in Lakeland this week. Well, depending on the weather and the electrician, hell, I got like 10, 20 days. All right, then just come back when you come. There's a lot of crime in sports. There's so many crimes in sports, I think we should start adding it to the video games. Yeah? You know, EA Sports, the whole brag is always, if it's in the game, it's in the game. Well, put that shit in the game then. Have Ray Lewis make a tackle, then stab a dude in the parking lot. Have Kobe do like a monster jam, and then attack a cheerleader. Well, commercial could end with OJ standing there, the cell doors slam on him. Say him! You know? He'd be like, damn it, I lost the best guy to murder again. There's a lot of second-generation players in sports, a lot of nepotism in sports, like in the NFL draft, Eli Manning got drafted, he's the son of a former NFL great. Kellen Winslow Jr. got drafted, he's the son of a former great. There's a lot of that, you know? Baseball has it, too, with, like, Barry Bonds, Ken Griffey Jr., Jose Cruz Jr. You know what sport has hardly any second-generation players? It's basketball. You think that league would be littered with second-generation players, especially with all the illegitimate kids those guys have been having. There should be at least one Sean Kemp Jr. running around the league. Will Chamberlain slept with 20,000 women, the whole bench of the Eastern Conference All-Star team. Will Chamberlain, inbounds to Chamberlain, up the court, pass Chamberlain, take a shot, oh, blocked by Chamberlain! You know, they got brothers in the NFL, there's a couple kickers, one kicks for Tampa, Grammaticus, and one kicks for Arizona. They got another brother who just signed with the New York Giants, 3 world-class kickers, all from the same mom. Man, that lady's like a kicker factory. You know? I knew there was a coach like Bobby Bowden at FSU, tired of losing because of his kicker. He's sitting around talking to his assistants like, look, boys, we don't need a kicker in about 17 years. Why don't you all go fuck this good man? I'm tired of this wide right bullshit. Me too, Bobby. Another thing starting to bug me about athletes is the way they celebrate after every menial thing that happens in the game. Hughes did something great, cool, do it, man. Now it's after every tackle in the first quarter, guys hopping around, or in basketball, after every other dunk, half the guys in the league are, yeah. Dude, that's your job. You're supposed to dunk the ball. You're 8 feet 10. Isn't that why they pay you $80 gajillion a year? The rest of us aren't doing that shit at our job. Like, here's your pizza. Oh, yeah! Nobody delivers a pizza like a kid. All over here for the lawn. Look at all those pepperoni. So we had to sit around a locker room doing post-pizza delivery interviews with a camera. We're all tired. Mac and I would walk in like, dude, it was rough out there tonight. Grant caught a couple red lights, and one guy fucked me up because he had a coupon. Seriously, I didn't think I was going to make it. I just want to thank Jesus. Everybody, the guy who took the order, guy who made the pizza. The team ever here in Pizza Land, we're just taking it one delivery at a time. Let me give a quick shout out to all my professors at Yale. What's up, guys?